If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
The Monopoly game at McDonald's is back. There's over £2 million worth of cash prizes to be won, and a chance to get your hands on some epic prizes. Go on, it's your go. 18 plus, UK, ends 21st of October. Selected menu items. App may be required. May depend on winning moment. See mcdrules.co.uk.
I mean, I did actually get quite emotional last night. It is a Lamborghini Gallardo, 5 litre, Manuale, 2004.
And it's yours.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. I haven't got to give it. Well, I might have to give it back.
I just personally don't like it.
You were quite violent about the last one. That was
You really left some bruises on me the other day.
Why? Like it's just.
Hello and welcome back to the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast, episode 50. And it is a big milestone, not just because of the number, but because of the surroundings. If you're viewing with your eyes, you know why. If you're listening with your ears, you will hear why soon. But before we do anything, we have to find out whether cars rule or ruin everything around us this week. William Chandler.
Ruin. No, it's a rule. Because of the big yellow thing that's behind us that I've driven for the first time today.
Not nice thing, way to talk about Benny's back.
And also Ben is back. You know, Ben's back from his big trip in the Maldives.
Yep. I'm back. Will's been bullying me all week about it.
So before we get sidetracked with bullying, William, what is sitting behind us?
It is a Lamborghini Gallardo, 5 litre, Manuale, 2004.
And it's not just any Lamborghini Gallardo. It's your Lamborghini.
It is my Lamborghini Gallardo. And it arrived last night. At about 8 o'clock at night, waited a while for it to arrive, and I sat in it once last night, but then didn't actually drive it until today. And we've all been out in it now.
Yeah,
and it's the loudest car on earth. And it's quite funny.
I have never been in a louder car, and I think I've been in thousands of modified cars in my life, and it's the loudest.
I've not experienced anything quite like that.
When Will said straight pipe, he meant straight pipe.
Yeah,
it's manifolds. To the back of the car.
Everyone I've been telling the car about, I say it straight pipes, and they go, "Oh yeah, but it's not
like rares and like a back box."
No, I've heard this car once, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. If I'm honest, it's not right. It needs changing, but for the time being,
we went for a drive earlier, and we were 2 and a bit miles away.
Yeah,
and when we came back, our landlord said we heard you the entire time,
every gear change,
every single one.
Crazy. It's far too. Ben, you enjoyed it?
Wonderful. Truly, truly magnificent. I couldn't contain my excitement.
Yeah, but so it is a rule. I am really quite worried because there is a very expensive automobile to maintain. And also I have to change the exhaust on that quite quickly because I need to take this home at some point. But yeah, it's a rule. It's the biggest rule yet.
I wanted to take a moment without being too sappy because I will never say this outside of the podcast, but I am genuinely incredibly proud and happy and over the moon because I know there's going to be probably a lot of people that are commenting like, "Oh, supercars," which I get it.
Yeah.
You see your favorite YouTuber start small and they work up to something that becomes unobtainium. But Will is the only other person I've ever met in my life who I think knows the same level of obsession as I do. At the same level of it is invasive to every second moment of your life. And I know how important this car behind is. It's not an impulsive millionaire going, "This will be fun." This is
just throwing money at it.
I'm going to put myself into actually hazardous amounts of debt to own the car that I dreamed about as a child. And not only is that to me very impressive and something I want to do too, but it's I'm very proud of us and of you for listening, being able to make this stuff happen. Because a year and a bit ago, when Will was unemployed and I was hating my job and about to leave, neither of us were thinking about buying supercars.
No.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, 100%. Because hey, you guys paid for it. No, you didn't. I mean,
But what you guys listening and doing this sort of stuff made it possible for us to live with cars like we wish to. So thank you very much.
I now owe every single creamer a passenger ride in the Gallardo.
Good. Bring earplugs. It's good.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, I mean, I did actually get quite emotional last night.
Yeah.
And this morning, actually.
And on camera in
on
the
camera,
car.
Yeah.
Because we filmed.
Ben's been just laughing at me.
No, because I can't. Well, wow.
How the turntables.
No, I don't want to bully for that because I think it's nice. But yeah. The reason that I keep mentioning it is because Will doesn't react to anything. And yeah. you'll back us up. He'll drive a car and he'll get out of it and he'll go, yeah, fine. And it's good. But when I watch the footage back and Will's in the car, he's not crying. But if you look at the man's eyes, he's getting teary eyed.
Yeah.
And you can make as much fun as you want, but that shows how much it means.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
it's when something you've envisioned in your head for however long. I did one pull in that car, and I was like, and obviously I'd already driven one, but it was the wrong color, and it was the wrong noise, and it was the right color, the right time, the weather's good, it sounds like it does. I was like,
also,
this is exactly what I pictured,
and it's yours.
Yeah, like exactly. That, yeah. I haven't got to give it. Well, I might have to give it back.
We'll see how please keep watching.
But for the time being, it hasn't got to go back. So
that is, to be honest, so last night you said I had to go out for dinner and then the car wasn't even planned to get here until today.
No, yeah, it was today.
And then you said halfway through the day, it's getting delivered around like 6 or 7. This is the one day in the week that I had dinner planned with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God damn it. I'm in for an earful when I get home.
Yeah.
Apologies, Soph. But we finished dinner and I looked at the watch and I sent Will a message. I was like, you still at the unit? I was like, I'm coming back because I want to see it.
Yeah.
And we came back and opening the door to this bright yellow orange thing was quite incredible.
Yeah. It was last night, it was very dark outside and it came in an enclosed trailer, LEDs. So the color and everything.
Mm.
I had, that was quite emotional actually seeing it roll off. Quite scary
so
as well.
One third of the cream dream team is
the cream dream.
The cream dream.
It's like the American dream.
is fulfilled. Jeremy, let's get back to me on that Ferrari, man. I don't want to buy a crashed one. And then Ben, let's get on to you. What has it been this week?
I've only been back for 4 or 5 days, so I'm not.
Hey, doesn't have to be correlated. It could be a whole week while you're away.
I had a great week, guys.
Did you enjoy? Because we genuinely didn't bother you.
Yeah. No,
we'd
you
like
actually
to
didn't
tell everyone.
I genuinely didn't bother. I got to the point where I got home and I was saying to my girlfriend, I was nervous that there was even a video for Monday because I'm like on holiday checking stuff.
Did you enjoy your time away after you purchased the island of Fiji?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
Fiji,
yeah,
not
yeah.
great. But yeah.
What was it like when you stepped off onto the tarmac, off the private jet?
Yeah, off the PJ. Yeah.
I missed it. So I had to fly private back.
Into the X5.
No, I flew the X5 over. Just no, it was good. I had a good time. I needed it because I was starting to become rather irritable in life because 10 months of no break
How long until back to irritable?
That was no joke. That was, I didn't have a break since Christmas of last year. It's now end of September. So it was needed. But, and also we without being wow, we have a fun time, but it's a lot of hours and stuff. So I needed it. But, and also a week away from cars was great.
And you just lounged by the pool. You're just chilling straight up. No, well, that wasn't a tee up into a joke. It felt like it was, but it was.
Just chilling, which was nice.
Nice.
But now you're back.
And now I'm back.
And now you're back amongst the cars. How is it?
And you're being bullied into buying a car. Yeah.
Yes. And also, I knew the whole time that you had a Lamborghini. I won't just tee that up.
Oh, yeah, actually. Well, we kind of mentioned it last week.
Let's talk about it.
But I've been, what was the best word to use?
Gaslighting?
Gaslighting.
Have you mentioned this?
It's not the nicest term
we
to
did
use,
mention
but it's entirely true.
That we were keeping it from you last week.
Have you read the text conversation between me and Will out?
It hasn't been read out. We described it, but we haven't read it out loud.
So from my point of view, so before I left, I did my last shoot here before I went on holiday. And Will said, there is a Lamborghini in Scotland, but it's sold. It sold in 4 hours.
Gone, mate.
I remember thinking, I was like, I didn't actually think much of it. And I thought, okay, well, that's fast. And the Gallardos, they're going quicker and quicker all the time, right? But that was very quick. And I was like, Will's on this every day. He's got ChatGPT set up for notifications. Mm. He's looking every night. I was like, feels weird. Anyway, left it. Didn't think much of it. Went on holiday. And then Will posted a sponsored story where in that story, he said, I've just flown somewhere to look at a car. I responded to Will with quotations. I've just flown somewhere. And then what's the meme?
It's the Dokes meme from Dexter. It's the...
of like the guy looking suspicious and he said, haha, no, well, I wish. I was like, all right, cool, I will leave it. A few days later, he posted on his story, oh, I'm looking for car storage. Oh, I need car storage. And I went,
I still am.
And I responded again going, looking for car storage with the same meme. And he went, ha, I wish, ha, ha. To which I just responded, it absolutely reeks of Gallardo in here.
To be fair, then, even some people responded to that and were like, is it for something yellow?
No.
Because so silly.
But then, so then this morning, after all this, Ben came back from holiday. This car got delivered. Unfortunately, this was, which we'll get on to Chelsea Walsh in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Which was supposed to be at the hill climb, but it didn't make it. So we said, right, let's record Ben's reaction. And there was, it wasn't a surprise. It was, I knew it was this car.
I feel bad. I feel bad to my girlfriend because the whole week we were away, I kept saying to her, I was like, he's bought a Gallardo. And she's like, can we please just enjoy our paella by the beach, please?
It's like, you're Charlie from Always Sunny with the nicest board. Yeah. With strings going across.
My thought was, I was like, okay, so I don't know why he's not telling me. Yeah. It's your thing.
It was just entertainment, really.
That's fair. Yeah. It's your thing to enjoy. I don't want to be like tell me. But I was like, he's bought one.
Will and never then reveals it.
I hadn't seen these guys until we went to Food and Fuel at Chelsea Walsh, which we'll get onto on Sunday. And I got there and I thought, he's bringing his Lamborghini. He must have bought one.
That was the plan.
And then I got there and he refused to admit it. Edwin refused to admit it. Everyone there, the girlfriends, played into it well.
I had my girlfriend on the case. I told my dad. I told Tom Lenthal. Everyone was like, right, no one tell Ben.
Did you tell your granddad? Because he's a bit of a wild card. He could have just pulled it out randomly.
Yeah, he could have just thrown
and
it out.
And then also
there,
maybe given the information.
I didn't tell him because sorry. He probably would have forgotten about the car before I even got to Ben.
Yeah, I had no idea. And I was driving home from Chelsea Walsh saying again to my girlfriend who was fed up of this, going, I swear he bought one. It doesn't make any sense. And I thought, maybe it's just all circumstantial. And I actually started to believe he hadn't bought one. And then Edwin said to me, he went, oh, by the way, Wednesday, we got a film podcast. And I said, oh, okay, we got, because usually the podcast we sort of do around work. Yeah. I was like, we don't usually plan it that much. I was like, is there a guest? He was like, yeah, maybe. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Cool. Got here today. And then walked in. And I you see in the video, I was on my phone sending a message to a Gabs, our partnerships guy. And I look up from my phone. I saw in my peripheral a yellow car. I was like, what? Looked up and there's just Lamborghini there. So it was good. But yeah. So you did do well to conceal it, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm over the moon. It's been absolutely killing me.
Yeah. There's been a couple of fumbles. There was, the Taylor one we mentioned the other day. And then the podcast that you'd have heard last week where Will and I were talking about it, we said to Deck, the editor, don't send it in the chat with Ben. And then I woke up on the other morning and Deck had posted the link the night before in our big chat with Ben. And I sent Deck a message like, Deck, no, get rid of it. Because if you had listened to the podcast, the intro was, I've bought a Lamborghini. So we're like, no.
Yeah, but so that was good. And then...
But on a tangent, sorry. Is it a rule for you?
Right now, it's a rule. My Clio's getting fixed as we speak. Mm-hmm. It's been a bit of a delay, but it will be done. And then.
What have you chosen?
It's going. And so is probably the X5, but I haven't decided that yet. But I think at least the Clio is.
Both cars, you're going to walk to work.
Which one of my cars are you now buying from me?
I've seen a Lamborghini, I quite like. No, I want it to go. I think I'm ready for a change.
Mm. All change, perhaps.
Yeah. So this isn't 100%. You know what I'm like? I might change my mind, probably, but I want to get something.
Will, you said it is one of your actual dream cars. Yeah. You want to work towards an S2000, right?
It's going to happen, boys.
Which I love because I've always loved an S2000. I think they're really cool. I think it'll be a really good car for you.
Blue on blue.
Hey, we've been drilling into Ben to say it's going to happen.
Yeah, you got to make
that's
it.
That's why I said it's going to happen. Yeah. So I've been told that you can't say it might happen. It has to. You have to say it will happen, and then one will appear. Apparently.
What do the children say these days?
I don't know.
Not self-fulfillment needs.
Manifestation.
That's the one.
That is actually genuinely why I set my phone wallpaper is that.
That's the wrong car.
That's a Merch Lago. But I was like, look, it's happening. So I was like, if I set it as that, I'm going to look at that every single day and go, right, I'm going to work harder and faster and smarter. But it does help.
That's
everyone
the thing.
Set their dream car as their background and you'll have it in a week.
That's it's so easy to start sounding like one of those bullshit motivational people on Instagram that's like, you just gotta keep working. No, there are real life concerns that stop people from doing things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if you keep it in your mind, like that M3, my E46 M3, that green one was my wallpaper for forever. Mm. And because of that, I never stopped thinking about it. I think if it's not around you all the time, you just go, one day, and then it never happens.
Also, on the Lamborghini, which it's difficult to give some context to it, but it's not like I don't own a house and I don't have kids and a dog and go on holidays all the time.
Yeah.
I'm spending it on that.
Mm.
That's the reason why, is that I'm not saying if you save on those things, you can have the Lamborghini, but it's, to me, that's what I'm working
That's your
towards.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and also to note, you didn't buy it outright.
No, it is on finance. Yeah, it is, absolutely. I mean, I'm happy to. It would have been financed no matter what.
Because, I'll be honest, the Ferrari, the crash Ferrari, is probably going to be on finance too. If I can find someone dumb enough to loan me money on a crashed Ferrari.
Yeah, I've been doing the man maths. It works out. Trust me.
But so, a rule for you, Benjamin.
There's a rule because everything seems to be going fine. But yes, I need to get. There's a few little bits still in the clear, and then that will be for sale. And then X5, I think I want to get something. Oh, there's so many miles. I just want to get something
more
normal. Just cheap to run. The X5
is a bit. It is a bit. But I think about it, I'm like, it's not the most intelligent commuter car. Really.
No.
Because you're probably doing, what, 20 to 25 mpg? Like, realistically?
Realistically, I reckon I'm getting 30. Yeah. The car tells me 34 on a run.
Mm.
But the issue is that I have about, I don't know, call it almost half my commute in the morning is not the motorway, and then the rest of it is the motorway. So the motorway's fine, and it's quite good on the motorway, but the wheels are still quite big and it's quite crashy. The suspension's set up to be a little bit more stiff. It's not a motorway cruiser. So, and then also tyres and any suspension components and wheel bearings, and it's all very expensive. And then I'm also costing me £120 to fill up the thing.
Can't wait till Ben gets a Golf and goes, mate, the tyres and the expenses and the wheel bearings, it's all going to be the same thing.
Ben's on a trajectory down to the microcar.
I'm not saying that it won't, it's just it feels unnecessary, if you know what I mean, for what I need. And also we don't actually shoot, when we were at Carthorpe, we used to shoot with multiple videographers and we'd bring a lot more equipment. So that sort of thing is helpful to have a big car. But realistically, actually having a car that big doesn't really help me because I don't bring that much camera gear with me. And it's usually just me in the car. So
now, speaking of micro car, it's a rule from me because if you weren't aware, last week, it'll be a week and a bit for you now, there was the food and fuel event at Shelsley Walsh Hill Climb, which if you didn't know, there is a hill climb in the UK. It is what it says on the tin, really. It's you're climbing a hill in a car. It's a very steep hill that's got cut a couple of curves, very tight, and we booked it for the event, and it was incredibly good fun. There were 100 cars that went up the hill, so it was a car show, cars parked up, people could bring their own cars, with a live element, which, you know what, I'm saying it, it was actually our idea.
It was, yeah.
We were going to do a TDC event, and we wanted it to be at Shelsley Walsh, but we decided quite quickly, oh, we don't have time to make this how we want.
We chickened out.
Yeah, we did. We genuinely chickened out.
Yeah.
So we handed it over to the guys at Food and Fuel, and they, the events manager, did an incredible job on it. It was an incredible day. We're going back there next year, but get prepared already. It's going to be bigger and better. But the reason for me, it was a rule. So you got to drive the RS6.
Yeah, once it was interesting.
Benjamin, you drove.
Microcar.
The big man himself.
Yeah, they wanted to give it a chance for speed, so they put me in the microcar.
I didn't think you'd do it.
Why?
I genuinely thought on the day you might go, I'm not fancying this because it's in front of a crowd.
Ben was
silly.
A good sport about it.
Yeah.
He was on the line revving it.
I'm quite a shy guy in real life. So I tell you what, on the line, it was great fun and everyone we met was fantastic. And it genuinely, we had a great time. I just get nervous about everything.
I don't get
nervous. I do get nervous. And it was I wore my helmet. That we have three helmets.
The flower pattern.
Will's is a Union Jack. Edwin's is, I think, a Japanese flag.
It's a Lambretta one, but it's supposed to be a Japanese flag.
And I have one that has daisies on it.
Yeah.
So I was wearing that and a micro car looking. So it drew a lot of attention and I could hear, like I was on the start line, I could hear my left hand side where the crowd was, people going, look at that. Oh, look at that. Look how small that is.
Tom
Lenthal
was in the crowd.
He was actually.
70 Tom Lenthals.
But it was good fun.
It was very good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you got the micro car and I got the Mercedes E55 AMG. Mm. Which, if you weren't aware, on the TDC channel, we built, it was a very cheap E55 wagon. We put two new 48-pound rear tyres on it with the intention of doing a couple of burnouts. There were 100 cars at the event, and one of them was allowed, by special permission, to do a burnout till halfway up the hill.
Edwin had his own safety briefing with the leader of Shelsley Walsh about it.
He did. And I said, lots of people kept asking, like, you could go up again. I said, this thing's going until it breaks.
Mm.
And by God, did it break.
Oh God, yeah.
So throughout the day, the car is an open diff still, the Mercedes. So if you don't know what that means, a limited slip diff or an LSD, which you've probably heard lots of times before, means both rear wheels or both front wheels will spin at the same time. Usually an open diff, cheaper to make, easier for manufacturers to make. One wheel will spin to where it will send power to whichever wheel has less grip, because it just sends the power to the least path of resistance. An LSD is much better, but the Merc does not have that. So when you're doing a burnout and let's say one's going quicker than the other, the grip lessens and the car goes, oh, I'll send all the power to that one then. And that happened on the way up throughout the multiple runs of burnouts, which were pretty good. But then it meant that one tire was pretty bold, and so all the power went to that one. On the last run at the start line, it was just the left tire going. The right one wasn't even spinning anymore. We got halfway up the run, and I decided to stop and do another burnout in front of the crowd. And a bang, a big bang went off.
Quite the bang. More than a bang as well.
It was more than, and a flame. And so we heard an earth-shattering sound. Jack was in the car filming it. We have this footage. We rolled it back, looked outside the car, and my brake disc was gone. And then I saw the brake disc, and it was inside where the wheel used to be. The inside of the wheel had blown out, like the whole wheel, the rim had blown. I mean, I can see what's left of the wheel up on the corner. It's hung up on the corner. There's the top part of the rim is 100% gone. The bottom part has the inside like 30% missing, and it blew the wheel. The disc let go, we believe. So at 120 miles an hour of speed, the disc exploded into the wheel. So that shattered the wheel, which blew out the Patos. Really unfortunate. Might still see if we can get a refund on that tire.
Because he would have kept going.
It would have gone again.
He would have gone. He had tread.
But the disc exploding also blew the caliper clean off, blew it smooth off, which ripped the brake line off.
Yeah.
The brake line shot a little bit of fluid onto the disc, which set fire.
Nice.
Very briefly for a second or two. And it also blew a control arm off.
Yes. So it's what you would call a proper job.
It was a real, real good one. In fact, it happened. I started reversing. And I thought, it's just the wheel. It's just the tire that's blown out. And then it felt really hard to move and then went and started moving again. I said to Jack, that's bad. And as we reversed back, I just saw a little control arm bushing roll in front of me. I said to Jack, oh, no, that's bad. That's not good. But the E55 will come back stronger. Yeah, and we've already decided there's... I have plans that I cannot share with you right now.
But it's bigger and better.
It's going to be doing it more. So whatever next event there is, we are actually thinking, Will and I spoke about this the other day, a TDC/Cream event, but it's a burnout box.
That would be great.
But look, there's no MX5 1.6s and things coming in, and that doesn't mean 1.8s getting either.
Yeah.
None of this bullshit.
None of this. We want pure entertainment.
It needs to be good. It needs to be big. I'm not saying we're the best by far.
No.
That was an open diff E55. But come with some smoke and then you're in. It could be good.
You need to have some qualifiers.
Yeah.
You have to send a video if you're doing it on the street.
Hey. Oh, tough. YouTube channel investigated for inciting burnouts.
Yeah, we're not saying you to go and do it, but do you have footage of you already doing it?
Everyone's always got footage.
Yeah, you must have footage.
So... a rule for me on that.
Big
on that
rule.
Behalf.
Yeah, that is actually unbelievable work. It might be our best work.
Just, oh, yeah.
In TDC terms, that's almost the dream.
It really is.
People are going to go, it's damaging a car, but
hey,
it was being used as intended.
It did what it let go. It did what it loved. Ben's getting a photo. I do have some photos. We'll overlay them on screen. We don't have a TV this week because we have the Glado.
Yep.
So you will have some things on screen.
I will overlay that exact photo so you can see how it sits on our wall.
Exactly, with a nice caliper sitting there. So,
shall we get into...
Sorry, one more thing.
Oh, go on.
About the show to watch. Thank you to whoever gave us these cream. Oh, yes. I'm not wearing it for fashion. Well, I am now, but it wasn't. I didn't have this commissioned.
What are you holding?
Of course, we have a podcast. This is a gold chain. Mm. I believe it is not real gold.
How many carats?
Some.
So a horse would love it.
Oh yeah, it's like a Tesco bag of carrots.
Okay, interesting.
And it's got diamonds, which I'm sure are real.
Yeah.
And it's a big cash sign. So I'm wearing that.
It's a dollar sign is the one.
You're... Yeah.
Cash is kind of a universal term.
What did I say? Cash.
You said cash.
You know, it's yen.
The idea is it's dollar bills, y'all.
Exactly.
The podcast,
and give us two. I don't know where the other one is.
I have lost the other one.
Okay.
But maybe we'll hang it there. So in the background,
it's always
every cream, it's just there.
So thank you very much to all of the creamers we met. We met lots of you. You said, I'm a big creamer. Lovely to hear it. Again, always confuses everyone standing around.
Always a treat to hear that. Yeah.
Random people.
Shout out to you. See you at the next event. We'll always do bigger and better ones. We love them.
Right. So we have some newses and anecdotes.
And what's up.
Now the newses are kind of strewn in here. So we're going to mix them all in today. But we're going to start off with a 007 Jag XJ, which you put in here.
This is, there is a new 007 game.
Oh, the Hitman type guy.
Yes, yeah. It's Hitman mixed with, what's that story game? Uncharted or something? Something along those lines. But I got promoted a video that was like early access release footage. Mm. And I clicked on it and it opened with what is it, Aluminium XJ? The X351? Something. Whatever that is. Whatever that one is. Yeah. The one we talked about with Cav the other day, the one, the cool looking supercharged one, yeah. one. It just opens with a bright green, like a James Bond green, one of those. I was like, and it wasn't, I thought, is this fake? Like, is this a fake car?
Yeah.
Nah, it's branded.
I didn't check if it was branded.
It's a branded XJR.
It doesn't feel on brand for what Jag are doing right now. There's one person left at Jag right
now. He's fighting.
Gone, I will put an XJR in the game and not the blue thing.
But the weird thing is, of course, it got my attention. So I skipped through and it showed a car chase of something. So it is 007. Hmm. They leave that car. He's pretending to be a chauffeur. He then breaks into a 80s V8 Vantage to chase a 5-litre XKR.
Whoa.
So, but like both of the XJ and the XK are like 2012.
Yeah.
2011, 2012. They just went to, unless it's set at a certain time, I don't know.
Yeah.
But just went, can we have the old ones?
But cool ones. Normally not what they go, like they don't go, right, it's 2012.
Yeah.
Or now the XF will just be coming in like 2 or 3 years prior to that. we can't put that one in there.
No,
it's
an XKR. Yeah. It's the cool one.
Also, it's wrong way round, really.
What?
Normally, Jag is he's a villain.
Exactly.
Jag is the villain.
The villain is in the XKR.
But he's also James Bond.
But James Bond pulls up in the XJR.
Not sure how I feel about James Bond in an XJR.
No, I think it's part of a mission.
Ah,
so when he's chasing, he's in an 80s V8 Vantage.
Because there's an XJ in Casino Royale, right at the end of Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah.
When he blasts the guy in the knees.
Wow, spoiler alert.
And asks him some questions afterwards. He just gets out of an XJ. Love that shape, XJ.
That is
big villain energy.
That is a villain's car. Yeah. That's straight up it.
And you can drive it. You haven't got to get out the back of it. You can drive that as a villain. You
know, just a little bit. Dab of Oppo, James Bond, chucking it in.
Now, speaking of James Bond, we'll stay on the James Bond theme because Ian H. is back.
Ian H.
And this is
you give
purely,
a very quick backstory.
Purely
for
by chance. So last week or the week before, I can't remember, we talked about 007 Ian H.
Yes.
Which was a number plate I saw on.
Yes.
It's like either I think it was an I-Pace, which is the electric SUV.
Which is a wild Jag. Plate to have on that
yeah,
car.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also, some people that said that's Ian Fleming. Again, I think we mentioned this.
Again,
but
no.
Ian H.
How that works.
Fleming.
And we checked what his Ian Fleming's middle name was. It's like Peter or something. Yes, it's not H.
There's no H involved. But anyway, Jay, one of the videographers who does some of our stuff, I can't even remember how we got to this, but he was in a Facebook group, a BMW Facebook group.
He said randomly, Jay, we're just sitting at lunch, and he went, "Oh, I found Ian H." And we said, "Sorry." He said, "What do you mean you found Ian H?" And he said, "Look," and he showed us. I will put this on screen. A 2003 BMW E39 for sale, and it has the plate E39 Ian space H.
He has
what?
More.
He then clicked on his profile, checked he has an Alpina that's like Alp Ian, and then it's like Ian B.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's just different initials.
So Ian H, multiple of them are out there just chucking plates on their cars.
Maybe 007 used to be on an Aston or something, and he went, it's Jag. Close enough.
Stick him on.
Villain 007, I guess. I don't know. Did we have something else to do with 007? No, we didn't. Anyway. But we did have a similar name thing here, which I will talk about. A guy sent this to me called Jacob Hawk. Thank you very much for sending this in. We've talked about people who list things badly on Facebook Marketplace.
Ben, you're not going to laugh.
This one. Have you seen this one, Ben, at all?
I don't know.
No,
probably not.
At all. So this is, the description says it's flatbed trailer, good working order, new nice. Hitch, other parts, includes winch, ramp beds, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like a good deal.
Trailer for sale.
How much? £1,200.
Yeah.
Discounted to £850.
Not bad. Okay, lovely. And what brand is it?
It's one of these.
Would you like me to read that out?
It's if you could just read that.
He's got for sale. he has for sale a Mr. Philip Gibson.
And do you know who's selling that?
Who?
It's Philip Gibson.
Yeah. He's selling himself.
Now, we don't mean to dox anyone, but you have made it the title of the... now, okay, it's, you know, older people on Facebook, it can happen.
Yeah.
What I like it does not detract from the fact that it is...
is it probably said on Facebook, you know, it's his title.
Title? He went,
Mr.
That's what I am.
Mr. Philip Gibson. That's me. And then he went, nothing here says what this is. Ah, well, set it live and see what happens.
Now, as always... Please, you're creamers. You're not part of another, you know, group of little clowns on yeah. other podcasts. You're a creamer. Be grown up. Don't go message anyone that you find on these on that we talk about.
All
please.
You need to do is if you spot something, you screenshot it,
you send it in,
and you leave them be.
Be a kind and considerate creamer. That's because, all we ask.
By the sounds of it, Philip Gibson cannot operate Facebook, and exactly. we don't want
he doesn't
him.
Need, he doesn't he need messages going, upset. I'll give you a PS2 and a Mars bar. It's no. Let's not do that.
I will no one's trade laughing. You a Mr. Philip Gibson for this. Ben, you've put in here no more Porsche EVs.
No more Porsche EVs.
Is that true? That sounds like lies.
This sounds like Ben's misinformation of the week.
Ooh, I'm back, boys. And I am no longer exhausted.
Ben's on the plane just making up things. Going, Porsche to close down.
What if I said there was no more Porsches?
Ford just looks Ford at his girlfriend and goes, there's going to be no more electric Porsches.
Oh, wait, who told you that?
Me.
Ben just waking up going, Nissan's going to merge with the royal family of England?
Are they going to make a Jag?
Yeah, yeah. It's very funny, isn't it?
No, surely not.
Basically, Porsche have had a strategic shift where they've realised no one wants electric vehicles. Despite the Taycan doing well.
It's
now when you say
there are
well,
lots of them.
There's a lot of them, you see. Yeah. But I think for them, commercially, it's not that good.
Mm-hmm. Ben has just asked Deck to cut there. Now, that's fine. We'll leave the cut in. But I do want to put this bit in, Deck, which is for you, the audience, that Ben will do this strategically. He'll go, oh, I've got something to talk about. And then go, give me 2 minutes. Got to research it.
It's not research. It's because what I do now, because I'm very clever and smart. Not true.
Donald Trump.
I'm very smart.
No, it's not, because I kept getting bullied for this. Because what I do is I see it, and it is true. I see it, and I lose the article because everything's happening quickly. So what I do now is whenever I see it, I save the article somewhere.
Okay.
Now, on this occasion, I didn't save the article anywhere.
I said to Ben, 2 minutes before we started this podcast, you've put two pieces of news in here. Do you have the information? And he went, yeah.
I have Google. And it means I have all the world's information at my fingertips.
Are you any further?
I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, it's easy. Well, I don't know why I'm getting...
No more Porsche EVs.
Please speak.
So, they are doing it to develop new petrol models instead. Because the demand for EVs is low. They will still release EVs, but they're going to go... The 911, we already know, is not going to go EV.
Yes.
This is actually other news I put in for later in the podcast, but we can talk about it now. Same thing. The new Boxster and Cayman, the small guys, have been rumored for a very long time now, for a few years, to be electric only when they come out.
Okay.
But they have announced, or I think people know now. No, they've announced that basically
someone knows something.
In this strategic shift, they've announced that basically that is the case, but that will only be for the normal ones. So what is now the 718 Cayman and Boxster, the normal guys that you see your aunt buys as a little fun weekend toy.
Oh,
you
not my aunt, but sure.
Sure.
Never had an aunt with a Cayman or a Boxster.
It's kind of an interesting one.
I mean, it's not, enthusiasts don't typically buy them that much. They buy the big boys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, sure.
The big boys will still be petrol, allegedly.
Okay, so they are going to do an entry-level electric.
Yeah, so there'll be electric Cayman and Boxster, but those are like the sort of, what are you laughing?
Allegedly.
I don't know,
that will happen, possibly.
No, they have confirmed that it will allegedly happen.
God, maybe. I hate this section of the podcast. This is what I've read. And do you know what? As I've said before, if you're getting your news, your legit serious news from the Cream Podcast, you need to have your mind checked.
You're like a 60-year-old on Facebook.
Have you seen? Terry Wogan's still alive. Yeah,
it's an AI video of a bird swooping up a school bus. Ben's like, this is so sad. Hope you're well, X.
It's the dead internet theory, but rather than it all being bots, it's just me replying to myself.
Ben going, I've heard that Porsche's deleting all cars.
You know what,
Ben
goes, really?
There's no way.
The issue I had is that I started saying things of confidence earlier on in the podcast, earlier episode, and now I've been bullied to the point where my self-esteem with news is also, so low
now
I'm scared.
Now, hold on. I will, I'm man enough to admit a lovely bit of bullying goes on here and there. Mm. But you cannot say us asking you to do research is considered bullying. Hey, Ben, can you just check that news? Wow, can't do anything right, can I?
No, it's not that. It's just when I do get it wrong, I get told. So I believe this is happening.
Lovely. Okay. You know what? That's good enough.
And do you know what? No, it's happening.
Okay, sure. For us right now listening, God, I wasn't aware.
It's news to us.
Run it.
God, please don't sue us.
What else we got? So here, I've put in here Mourinho 612. So we're going to talk about football.
Here we go, sports fans.
We're now a football podcast.
Lovely.
So we'll just tune out for a bit.
Jose Mourinho. Famous,
who's that? Who's that?
He's famous for memes.
He's we cannot replace him. No, that's not him.
But he's got
that guy's bald.
Oh, is he the one that says it can?
He is Portuguese and he's Irish and quite northern also.
Is he the one? I'm trying to hear more about me. I don't know any more memes.
If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
Oh, lovely. Okay,
And then this meme.
Lovely.
That's him.
That's one of the favorites.
Everyone listening right now.
Yeah. Will pulled one of his headphones off. Those of you listening.
But he's a very popular, very famous, and very talented football manager. And normally, footballer and footballer manager cars, they're normally a bit chintzy.
Bit Urus. Bit,
Mansory stuff, Bentegas, Continentals, S classes, but with body kits and whatever stuff. But he recently got a job where he's gone back to Portugal. He is a Portuguese man. And there's.
That's his job title. Jose Mourinho, Portuguese man.
I'm going back to Portugal as a Portuguese man. So he's gone back to Benfica, I believe it is, but there's as it's like Sky Sports and whatever, they have them arriving at the training ground, And again, you've normally got a Mercedes Vito or something. Mm-hmm. He's just rocked up in a Ferrari 612.
Whoa! So mid-2000s, big GT car Ferrari.
Yeah, big V12 four-seater? Yeah.
Yeah, I think they do have,
Ferrari. And I looked into it, I was like, right, because it's just not the sort of thing someone like that's driving.
No.
Why is it? So he used to be Inter Milan manager, which is obviously Italy, and the president.
This is a genuine question. Is it Inter Milan? Is that are those two words one club, or is it like he's into Milan?
No, Inter Milan is a separate.
Okay, because I've heard that multiple times before, and always been too afraid to ask.
There are two clubs in Milan: Inter Milan and AC Milan.
Milan's not in Portugal though.
AC Cobra makes they make.
I think you're missing. There's a big chunk of the story you're missing, and where that's coming to is that I'm about to tell it.
At Betway Casino, new customers stake £10 and get 150 free spins. Download the Betway Casino app today. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org.
Why are businesses like Hello Vet choosing Apple products and services?
One of the great things about Apple products is that it's really easy for us to handle the security, the updates, the pre-installed applications. We've been able to do that without a dedicated IT support team.
Find out how Apple products and services can help you run your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Okay, well, don't tell it. Well, why are you telling the conclusion before the introduction? Jose Mourinho is in Portugal.
Where, when, and why?
Thank you, please.
Right, I've told you the man, and then the car.
And the myth.
Okay.
And where.
And now you spoke about Milan.
Where I'm about to get to
Here we go.
Is where the car came from.
Oh, which is Italy.
He was Inter Milan manager, and he won a treble, I believe, or something like that. It was very, very popular.
That's
for
when
it.
You get all three darts in the triple.
I thought treble was music.
I really hate this.
This is how every story I tell goes for the record.
This is actually true. This is revenge from Ben.
And he won a treble.
Okay.
Or something.
Okay,
like
sure.
That.
I like that.
And
I like that more.
The president of Inter Milan said, I like this so much. I like you. So I'm going to give you a Ferrari 612.
Wow. Just for free.
So he just got a free 612. But normally you'd think, surely they're going to go off into the abyss and get sold.
Yeah.
We recently saw one of one Steven Gerrard A8 sale on Facebook, which we really quite like.
Yeah.
They just go off into wherever, but he's just still just knocking him out in a 612.
Now, I didn't ask this before when you mentioned this. What is the spec?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was anything mental.
Did he have the good wheels? You couldn't see in the video?
No.
Oh, what was the colour?
Was it red? I want to say it was grey.
Oh, interesting.
It was subtle. It was nothing
with
mad.
With a brown interior.
We're not going on the old, what is it, a Santa, whatever it is.
Or the China edition. Yeah.
But okay, I thought, this is just cool.
Cool.
Let's get Jose Mourinho on the podcast.
And he's like Ben, he says, if I speak, I'm in big trouble.
Jose Mourinho is coming in to do the news.
Was he Arsenal before?
No, not at any point, actually.
I don't know football.
Man, Ben, we're out of our depth.
I genuinely have no idea.
He's quite well known for Chelsea.
That's the one? Which that's like Arsenal.
Sorry, just different colour, different place.
Ben, the small amount of fans you had in the comments, I think are probably dropping by the moment.
Next up on here, we've got another question for me, actually, is where do hard tops go?
a great point. So bullying Ben into trying to buy an S2000, Will said, what is the difference between a GT and a normal S2000? I looked it up. GTs came standard with a hard top. We then all went, but where are they?
Where? How many times have you seen a convertible for sale that should have a hard top? Many convertibles come with, if it's a soft top, they probably came with a hard top.
At some point, yeah.
Street KAs mm-hmm. came with hard tops. As standard. Far as I'm aware, it might be an option. Someone's going to correct me. But I've seen one
with a hard top. Never.
But where are they going?
Yeah.
Are you just scrapping them? Are you leaving them in the garage because and someone then scraps them?
A lot of people don't know. When you buy a hard car with a hard top, it will sometimes come with or will be an option to have a stand. And there's a stand that goes in your garage that you put the hard top up sideways. Not sideways?
Yeah.
Tall ways on. So it doesn't lay on the floor. It lays up against the wall with a stand. But that's ridiculous. You have to have another part to take the part off your car.
Yeah. I remember my dad had a hard top for his E46 M3 cab. Shame. but I think he just suspended it from the roof in the garage.
Great idea.
Because it's out of the way. But again, E46 cabs, you're not coming across the hard tops.
Oh, so that's a big roof.
That's a big hard one. Tops and wind deflectors. Not wind deflectors, the things that they normally cover up the back seat.
But sometimes
they just go into the ether.
Sometimes they fold up though. So they can get forgotten in an attic.
Mm.
But a hard top, can't misplace a hard top.
But the things normally have a place in the car. But yeah, that's what I mean. Where are you putting the hard top? Where are you throwing it? And then they develop their own little sort of micro system where they become worth £8 billion.
Oh, they're pounds. Worth. Right now, so there must be people who just keep opening their random cupboard in their house and going, God, there's three S2000 hardtops in here. I forgot I put them in there.
I'm a millionaire.
They are the MX5 hardtops. I considered doing this as a business for a while, exporting hardtops to America because they are worth. They get stolen. People will break into the car. Not to steal the car, but to steal the hard top off it.
You come out and your hard top's gone. Oh.
This is.
You could have at least taken the car.
This is something that when we spoke about a couple of days ago, I thought, nah, everyone, did you put them where you put them? And then I was driving home and I thought, if I do buy an S2000 and I have a hard top.
Where does it go?
Where does it go? And I've concluded that the only place I have for it is my bedroom.
Is the roof of the car.
Or my bedroom. Those are the two places.
It's the meme of when your friend comes over, but you forget to give him a blanket.
It's the meme of...
curled off underneath.
It's all moved in and it's a deck chair and a mattress.
Yeah, women hate how little it takes for a man to be happy. S2000 hard top.
Because they're not maneuverable. Like, that's not going on a loft hatch.
That's a famous quote by Ben. Hard tops are famously unmaneuverable. They're not very maneuverable.
I think quote me on that.
But if anyone knows anything, I mean, perhaps that's actually got a little whiff of conspiracy about
it. Is there someone who runs a storage company for hard tops? Because if not, I've given you a business idea there.
Because you can suspend them from the roof. You could stack them like posters.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just rows, but people can store them in the summer with you.
Yeah.
You're a storage company, but you come and drop your hard top off. But your insurance must be like having, those supercar dealerships that have Veyrons and Koenigseggs.
Mm.
You have £20 billion of insurance in case someone clears you out.
Is this all dehumidified? Is it?
Yeah.
I believe they
are. Charger.
They're switching hands for such high money that they're just constantly being sold. So you sell it to Will. The next day he sells it to me.
Yeah.
I sell it to someone else. And they're always just constantly on the move.
It's the theory that drug money is what keeps the US economy going secretly. That's what the hard top economy is what secretly floats the GDP of England.
Exactly. Because I've never seen a hard top in person.
Okay, interesting. You never see them in the same room. Think about that.
Never seen you two in a hard top in the same room. Exactly. Or myself in one, because I've never seen one in person.
Well, so the last one, I remember genuinely being stunned when I saw a street KA with a hard top on. I turned down a road and I stopped and I was like, it was the wrong colour. It was the wrong colour, which is again, so it's not the hard top that came with it. This person has someone else's hard top, but where did their hard top go?
Yeah, where do they go?
Now, I have a question for you.
Here we go.
Where does the hard top, the soft top go when the hard top's on? Do you leave
down,
it
down.
Folds away.
So the roof goes down, and then you put the hard top on.
So you're basically just in a convertible. But
correct.
With that's very odd.
It's not just a hat for your roof.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I'm so insulated.
I didn't know if you took the soft top
in
off.
Like, I think like 46 M3s and stuff, they
bolts
plug
to
in
where the soft top
because
goes
then
in.
You have a heated rear screen and bloody, bloody, blah.
Same with the MX5.
I don't really understand them.
I don't get... It's supposedly for people who want to use their soft top car throughout the winter without it always fogging up or there being a little bit of moisture in there. So it works.
I've put the roof down and now I'm going to put the roof on. You had the roof. Also, you know, there's a hard top version of this car.
Yeah,
you
could, you just bought the normal one.
Just get a sunroof.
Is it though as well? Because also, like, S2000s now 20 something years old. Surely then the roofs are getting a little bit dead, holes in them. So then you go, right, winter. I'll remove my hardtop from the undisclosed location that no one knows.
From the storage unit.
That man has with all of them. They put them on
with the reason. The reason that that soft top is probably dying and has holes in it is probably because it was used through winter.
But whereas then where's the hardtop?
What?
Because if you have a hardtop, why are you not using it through winter? So why is your roof getting like
saying,
that?
But if you didn't have one, your soft top gets damaged over time. So people go, ooh, I should buy a hardtop. I'll put the soft top down so it stays nice and crispy, and then put my hard top on for the winter, take it off, swap it back around, your soft top stays nice.
Something smells fishy here.
Interesting.
Mm. There's a conspiracy in there somewhere.
There
somewhere.
Is.
And someone
knows something.
They do. Biggest hater, not a fan of that.
He's going, don't ever say that again. That's not funny.
That's getting old, mate.
Getting old. And it's Guyon.
We talked about that, Ben. Well. Our biggest hater. You know, the one that always comments on everything. Unhappily.
Shout out. We got another one recently.
Keep
going, buddy. We're fueled on your hate. What colour's your lamp? Next up, Ben, this is now another piece of news for you, Ben.
I have this one.
He pulled up for the holster there.
It's the new fastest car in the world.
Yeah, we're in the dark ages, boys. Okay. Where there's a new fastest car in the world. It was the Bugatti Chiron Supersport.
Bugatti.
Which did 304, I think, which is mental.
Miles an hour.
But that was not a production car, right?
No, it's a Supersport.
But they don't sell it to people like that.
They don't test each one of them, no, but I think the model did it.
All right.
Interesting. Okay.
I think.
Anyway.
No, I actually wasn't of sound mind general. Aware that we had broken 300. I didn't realise that.
I'm pretty sure that the long, not long tail, but you know. Long ass Chiron.
I call it, long ass.
That they did. I did 300, but it was sort of built to do 300 and then they sold that version of it. But I don't know if those ones, maybe it might be a tyres thing.
It did 304.773 miles an hour.
Okay. SSC.
In 2019.
500 miles an hour.
Guys raised by flies.
So this is the Yangwang U9.
Oh, yeah, the Yangwang.
This is the jumping car.
Jumping car.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. This has hit, I will find it when it's in numbers I understand.
Is it 304 miles an hour?
No, it was more than
that. Is it more than
that? It's more than that.
308.4.
Okay.
And it's electric. So that's why I say it's the dark ages, is that now we have been taken over.
Although,
do you know what? And I don't, again, I know there's lots of people that are going, hey, you just hate electric cars. It's not about that. But I just don't count it. Like, it just doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sound like a scorned old man. But every time I see like a quick electric record on the ring, I'm like, yeah.
But whatever,
I'm not upset by it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel, just like electric cars, I don't feel anything.
I still want the petrol thing.
Do you know how much horsepower it has?
7,000.
No, that's it.
2,978.
What the? Hang on. Now, surely we've got a torque figure of absolute, of a behemoth.
But now, here's what I'm going to say. I'm no longer impressed. If you have 2,900 horsepower, you should be doing more than 300.
Chiron's doing that with less than that.
Exactly.
What's that? 1,500?
I think they're 1,800 or something or so.
Poultry.
And also, Rimac recently did that 0-400-0 record, and it was like a week later or something, Koenigsegg went out and beat it.
Yeah. I love the games that they're playing.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit 90s JDM gentleman's agreement.
Yeah.
Where everyone's just secretly one-upping each other.
There's been a load of Top Gear clips recently with a load of the big boys going out in their cars, but it's Matty Rimac and Christian von Koenigsegg.
I love it.
They're just the boys.
They're so cool.
Yeah.
And I have a little piece of anecdote. Now, Ben's still searching. What does it say? I'll rest my time to the gentleman. It's some form.
Is this Esprit?
It is.
Mm.
Sorry, I was trying to find out the 0-60 on it, but I can't because this is like the extreme one.
Would you like to just go with some misinformation and take a guess?
Well, the standard one
1.2.
is... 1.2. Oh, apparently it's 2.3.
Crazy.
Nah. Which actually, to be fair, for that much power, like a Rimac Nevera does, what, 1.9?
These numbers mean not nothing to me. But it's...
They've all sort of merged into a big mash.
It's just fast, whereas I don't know why, but like back when I remember, this is what, 4....
It's like 4.5.
4.5. Yeah. That to me was cool. That is one of the quickest things in the world.
Yeah.
And then a Carrera GT is a bit quicker.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't care anything lower than that.
Yeah. Also, it's quick, but there's no soul to it.
Mm. So what cars in the world are?
Go on.
McLaren F1.
Yep.
And the Bugatti Veyron.
Absolutely correct.
And it stopped there.
Yeah. And if you're younger than us, you like Koenigseggs and Chirons, and that's fine. And you're absolutely allowed to like those. That's it.
They just are the fastest cars in the world, and that's it.
If you still ask me what the fastest car in the world is, my brain, I don't care how much exposure you give me to Koenigseggs and Rimac and things, my brain will think it's a Veyron.
Veyron.
It is.
It's James May.
Although the only thing is, I would like to experience the Nevera 060. I want to see what that is. Just to feel how mental that is.
But I'm saying, like, from a cultural perspective, without sounding too wanky, the Veyron will always be the fastest car on Earth, even when it isn't.
That's fair. It stopped there.
You know what it is? It's the fastest car in the world that you grew up with.
So many people in 20 years' time will go, the Yangwang U9.
Mate.
God, do you remember the Yangwang U9?
Mate, I had so much soul compared to those new ones.
Yeah, it just turned a corner, you know, it was totally different.
But yeah, I put in there, CVK Esprit. Now, Ben, have you seen this video? It's a video posted the other day. It's Christian von Koenigsegg. And it's almost like a little vlog type beat.
Yeah.
It's on his personal Instagram. Go out and have a look at this after the podcast, please. He's bought a 90s Esprit.
Right.
He's resto-modded it himself.
Of course he has.
But in the most incredible way.
That's fantastic.
So he's taken the 90s Esprit, so that's the wide body, the V8, the larger one. The one
that James May had in the Patagonia special.
Exactly, correct. But he's redone the whole interior. So he did the older Esprit, I think they're series 2 and 3 seats. I'm not that up on Esprits. But he's taken the old seats, redone them, basically changed the dimensions of them so they fit him perfectly. He's then done a new Lotus steering wheel. He's done Koenigsegg air vents, but like molded into the dash perfectly. Cool. He's done a really nice speaker system in it. He's done all sorts of a graphic equalizer on the screen.
Mm.
Like a custom car, and he's like, "Yeah, I just always loved these. Just kind of wanted to do one how I wanted."
That's cool.
You are an incredible man.
It's a project car. I think he says in that. I've been working on this for a few years. And it's like,
but just so cool. He's like, "Yeah, I found it out in I think Arizona or something. I found it in America, brought it over here, and I just wanted to chip away on doing things." That is perfect.
Yeah,
that is you are what I believe the ethos of TDC is with unlimited money.
Yeah,
if you gave me unlimited money, I'd be going out and buying a Starlet. And doing resto mod stuff to it.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing. It's so cool. Go out and have a look at it. You'll see like the fit and finish on it looks like an incredible OEM car.
If someone were to produce that and you're putting it up for £1 million, £2 million, yeah. That's how good it looks. When I saw the steering wheel, I was like, that.
Perfect.
And it doesn't fit. Again, it's Christian von Koenigsegg, so he's got access to all the best stuff in the world.
And
it's amazing.
Even better, he's listening to 2000s drum and bass.
Nice.
That's what he's like. It cuts. There's some Instagram song over the top of it, but it cuts for a moment. It's him doing a pull, and you can hear 90s and early 2000s like English drum and bass.
Yeah.
Christian, mate, jump in the Zafira. Let's go.
Get on that award.
Why is it?
A little resto mod Zafira with Christian von Koenigsegg.
Well, I was going to say a little aside. If you aren't aware, there is a company in the UK called Retro Power, who we went and saw them years ago because I've been obsessed with them for years. They are essentially Singer. The 911 that does the resto mods Singer, but for whatever car you want, if you have a fat enough checkbook. And they're not, we've met them, they're not, well, I'm not going to say not like Singer, but they're not just like, we're here for, you need to have a bottomless pit of money, but they're like, we will do whatever to make this car perfect, which usually requires quite a hefty amount of money.
And that is why, I mean, one of their customers, this is proof of how good their work is Gordon Murray.
The zesty shirt man himself.
Gordon Murray said, I'm not doing it. I want these guys to do it. In my books, that's
they did an Escort
bad.
Mark 1
yeah.
with, it wasn't a Millington Diamond engine, was it? It was
But we did a video on the
Alpha Junior
with a Millington Diamond. They're quite popular for doing that, because the Millington, that was a Vauxhall-based
engine.
So it's an Alpha with a Vauxhall-based engine, but it's a proper high-revving four-cylinder that.
But they are, go and have a look at some of their cars. They've just finished an Austin Allegro, a car that I couldn't care less about.
Mm.
I do not enjoy, but it has Compromotive ML looking wheels. It has a completely retrimmed interior. And it's not just retrimmed, it's like redesigned with different stitching and things. Their attention to detail is incredible. It's one of my dreams to just go back to their unit and talk to them and chill with them. I'll admit, even when I was at CT, the one company I kept looking for jobs for.
Wow.
I did. I wow. genuinely did.
None of this would exist. But Edwin would be.
I'd be no Lamborghini behind you.
Yeah, I'd be making tees for them, and I'd be happy because I'm not talented enough a fabricator or mechanic to go anywhere near their cars.
You know, the other thing I loved about the Esprit video is it might be his son. I don't know. It doesn't say. He's
driving. Yeah,
there's someone else in the passenger seat, and really quite giving it the beans. But then it cuts to a clip of and it's Instagram as heck. It's just on a dark road at night.
Yeah.
And he just he's revving it, and then he just launches, and it's no hands on the wheel, shift. I was like, no, this is illegal. but it's just Christian von Koenigsegg's Instagram.
We're going to do arrest him.
He's the fastest man alive.
Rogers.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Since you went that Ninky Knock up back.
But Christian von Koenigsegg.
Quick aside, sorry. Ben Dutt is a record holder at Chelsea Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've tried to have that confirmed, but we don't think now.
As of right now, we believe Ben is the slowest man up the Chelsea Wolf Hill.
At least for the day.
On four wheels.
I have the stats. My quickest time in the Ninky Nonk up the hill was 88 seconds. That is very slow. A quick car will do it in 45.
For perspective, that was still slower than me and the Merc stopping every 100 meters or so to do a 30 second burnout in place.
And Edwin,
by like 5 seconds.
Sorry, no, I was 83 seconds. Did an 88 second burnout.
Yes, that was
it. That was his longest burnout. So his longest continuous burnout was longer by 5 seconds longer than my quickest time at the hill.
Nice.
So clean. Pretty nice.
What else we got?
What else do we got? I should have kept on the list. This is one I put in just the other day. Scar GT High Wycombe.
Of course.
So in High Wycombe, or just Wycombe, I can't remember, there is a Porsche dealer.
Which is near to us, if you're not English.
Yeah, it's not too far away. It's on my way home, so I drive past it all the time. I'm not that into Porsches, but Carrera GTs, they can tickle any man's fancy, I believe. But they have Porsche dealerships, especially from what I've seen in the UK, they're usually quite nice. They're very well presented. They normally have quite a show on for people driving past. And they have this window. It almost looks like part of the building has been like lifted up for a window. It looks really cool. And they always have something on display there. Now, a few months ago, they had a 964. Really, really cool. But drove past there. It just distracted me for a while. It's just a Carrera GT in there. And it made me think, you know, when you have dealerships do this sometimes. I don't know how they do it or why they do it or how it comes about, where they go, you know what? I'm just going to whack an old car in
there. Just chuck some old cars in there.
I've seen it with Ford dealers where they go, right, have an Escort Cosworth in there. BMW. I think Park Lane did it with Evolve.
Yeah.
Where they went, right, we're going to have modified like E39 and 5,
cool stuff in
3, that kind of stuff. But more dealerships need to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Because that it's just cool.
That's the stuff that converts a kid into an obsessive for that car. They go, cool, I want that thing one day. But funnily enough, on the same topic, I saw today there was a video posted by Porsche. I think it was yesterday now, so it'll be a week or two back for you guys, that they did in a collaboration with L'Art de Automobile in France, in Paris. But it's a celebration video of the Carrera GT. And it gives me, you'll know it, the Forza DB9 kind of thing with Jeremy Clarkson narrating it. That's like celebrating cars. Or the, what's the other one? I can't remember the other one. But it's like it feels like a genuine nod to Porsche realizing how special that car is.
Yeah.
And I would very much urge you to go and watch it. It will make you feel something. Mm. And it feels great. I love a Carrera GT. Still makes me feel like a child when I see one. I feel that and an Enzo, I feel like a kid again.
Carrera, it's just a great car. Again, not Porsche man, but I saw that there and I was like, it's just a great shape.
We were watching a video of, I was trying to explain it to my girlfriend the other day, a video, I don't know if we talked about this last one. Anyway, of Edward Mondi, he has a Carrera GT. And there's a video of his that he shifts quite quickly, which in a Carrera GT is notoriously hard. But then the second shift is literally the whoop, whoop. And that is one of, I think, to me, one of the most iconic car noises on earth.
Quick shifts are cool sometimes on some things. But again, even on the Glado, to be fair, I've been watching videos of them on the internet. And you have e-gear ones. And that has a certain thing where it's not super fast. Because when I hear a hurricane or an R8, you have this immediate shift that, it loses something.
Takes something away.
Where it's just all very, not CVT-like, but it's all a bit too smooth. Whereas if you've got that big pause, that breath in almost, and then going again, it's not as fast.
No.
But I think it sounds better, and it's a bit more dramatic.
Hey, it's a theatre.
Theatre. It's a human body breathing in, and then letting a noise out.
Oh, like, no, Ben won't like that. It's designed.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Actually, we have something to talk about that we saved from last week.
Yeah.
Now, Ben.
Oh, no.
Your one of your cars that you'd like, they're a bit too expensive right now, but you said you still like them, is a GT86, right?
Yes, I would like one of those. I would, but yeah, sorry.
Would you like to know what the diameter of the exhaust tips on a GT86 are?
Sure.
They're 86 millimeters. How does that make you feel?
Just coincidence.
Is it?
Yeah.
They just happened to make it and they measured it and went, oh, interesting.
Fine.
Okay, interesting.
That's different though.
What? Okay, interesting. Now,
because the light argument was that I said they applied the meaning to it afterwards.
Okay.
Whereas this is just a technique, a specification.
But do you think they applied, do you think they chose that 86 mil or do you think that was they just
probably,
by chance?
As they were doing it, went, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. Or maybe they named the car after the exhaust.
Okay. But no, honestly, do you think that was chosen after? Or do you think that was a...
That doesn't bother me as much.
Why?
Because the ten light thing is stupid.
But why? It's the same thing as the exhaust.
It does feel quite similar.
No, because there's no stupid design jargon.
Why? It's literally
it's just they've gone design is that we'll make it the same as name. Whereas the other one, I don't know what I'm saying. I just
do you like the Ford GT? Ben?
The new one?
Second, the 2005.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
What about the one after that? About that?
Sure.
I'm just checking.
Why?
Oh wait, what's the new one?
Well, they just have it written in the headline as well.
Oh, and the new one as well.
Do you think was it just a pattern that went? Oh, that looks a little bit like GT.
They wrote the word Ford GT in the headline.
100. Number 100 is in the second generation, the 2005 Ford GT. The lights say 100
because
it's
the
100th anniversary.
Wait, the lights say 100?
Yes. So there is a like an indicator light that is straight up, and then there is a halogen bulb and a halogen bulb to say 100, and on the other side it says 001.
I'm in level with you. I can't even see that.
But it's yeah. So
you got look one. Hang on, one.
And then zero.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Loom. I don't know. It feels somewhere in between for me.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's the lights.
Again,
as well.
It seems
but the
RS6 stupid.
Thing, there was just a deep.
There was a hatred.
Because it just hatred. Doesn't make sense. I don't understand that. The other two, all right. I'm not saying the designers don't design things. I'm just saying that a lot of the time there's that sort of thing where I feel like they apply the meaning afterwards.
Would you like
that
to
is
know-
on purpose. The GT86 one, I don't really know.
Would you like to know something? So Evian, our Will and I's very good friend Evian, who actually happens to be partly involved with designing Cream merch, which is looking quite cool. He said, I said, he'd listened to the podcast and he said, let me just quickly find it.
Bearing in mind, he's coming to us saying, right, so this is what the brand, we're talking about Cream and going, this is what it means. So we can get a better idea of how the merch works.
So this is Evian's whole life is design. Lol, I'm just listening to the latest podcast and RN, and I've just hit Ben's stress over car design stuff. It's literally me. Everything needs meaning. Although I do call it the bullshit production if you find the meaning after it's designed, which that, also does happen a lot.
That's what I was saying. I have no issue with the meaning. That the 100 thing, that's obviously on purpose. The GT86 thing, I'm in between on that one. But the lights on RS6...
I don't you think the 86 thing is more feasible than the 10 lights that were specifically
feasible.
Designed for the V10
I don't
cars.
Believe that.
But they were. They are different to the normal car.
Yeah, but I think it's because they drew it and made it look good and
but,
it was a coincidence.
But why would they make the lights different?
Because it looks more aggressive.
But it doesn't.
It does.
No, the lights don't
and
look
it looks different.
Aggressive.
And it looks cooler. Oh, we all think it looks cooler.
Well, why do they look cooler?
You think someone just went, you know
design
what
would make, is better.
It looks cooler. This wide arch Avant V10 twin turbo thing better? I think more LEDs.
Well, that's
for no reason.
That's the design thing though, isn't it?
For
that's
no reason. The thing of, like just by the way, if you're designing it, like just chuck an amount in there.
I don't like the jargon. Okay, allow my opinion, please.
Please.
So, anyway, shout out Evian. Thank you.
Sorry, yeah, Evian.
If anyone else has got any more of those facts, please keep them rolling because we can keep feeding those to Ben.
Yeah, there'll be loads of them. I know that. I'm not denying it. Also, I'm not necessarily correct here. I'm not claiming to be the all-seeing eye.
Okay.
I just personally don't like it.
You were quite violent about the last one. That was
you really left some bruises on me the other day.
Why? Like it's just. I don't. Okay.
You did get quite agitated. A bit sort of. You're red in the face.
I don't know if that's even true.
Yeah, tears coming out.
I think
your
I made one comment and then it became a thing.
You started punching the wall and
we were outside.
Anyway, JK.
Hey.
He's coming. No, he's not.
No, JK, we still would love to have you on the podcast. Whether that ever happens, we don't know. But more important than that, we've talked multiple times about the fact that JK, lead singer, because it is a group of Jamiroquai, the band of the 90s and early 2000s, mega car man, and the best music video of all time, Cosmic Girl, features an F40, a Diablo SE30, and a 355, which was pretty much brand new back in the day. He has just recently taken a 355 and repainted it. It's a GTS as well, Targa top one. Repainted it in the Diablo SE30 Viola purple. I think it's Viola SE30 is what it's called. That looks
fantastic,
incredible.
Yeah,
and I'm usually really not a fan of cars with like aftermarket paint. If that makes sense, but God, it's perfect.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It's wonderful. The only thing I did notice, he's got aftermarket rear lights on it. It's the 355, the F50, the 550, 575, and the 360.
And our 355 replica.
And our 355 replica all share the same rear lights. They're just units that you can buy in, well, I think they were bought like from a, what do you call it? Like a wholesale thing back in the day. They were designed by them. But you can now get like a retro modern thing that looks like a modern Ferrari light, looks like a thin,
like the one we saw it in
exactly same in,
Monterey,
same
which exact I don't light. Know if you know, we went to Monterey Car Week this year.
Oh, we haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, but we saw those lights and they're brighter.
812 looking, like smoked, a little bit darker. They do look much more modern, but I don't know how much they fit on an older car.
Yeah.
But anyway, he has those lights on them. But hey man, JK's modifying cars.
Yeah.
Sounds like he needs to take a trip to TDC and do a
little cream, challenge with us.
Little cream podcast.
Brackets, we'll come to you. We don't care. Please,
is that us there. Are you talking about the podcast though, just in general?
I'm saying to JK that we will be, let us know a time and a place. It could be in Australia, you know, and we will be there.
How about we plan out 7 days in June?
Hey, sunny as well.
Yeah, preferably the weather is, quite clear.
There's no little L here. Ben's a big L. right, these are Jamiroquai song titles.
Have you, I feel like you'd like Jamiroquai.
I think you would. Like a bit, I don't know that much about the music.
Okay, that's interesting.
But is it because there's no meaning to
No, I know the, I know the hits.
He added the lyrics afterwards. He just
I know some of the hits.
Big hits.
Like the
Cosmic
Girl. Cosmic Girls.
Start with Cosmic Girl.
Start with expand to a Canned Heat, you know.
And just go through, just go
canned
through.
Canned Heat's great.
I'm going up the country. That's not that's Canned Heat.
No.
So that's pretty much it we got anecdotes-wise. So we have a forum-ish question.
We do.
I believe. Is that, Ben?
Are we done on the list?
That is everything we have.
Lovely.
Should we think of an argument to have?
I think we've had
quite a few arguments. But this one might start an argument.
Okay, that's always good.
See how you feel about it.
This was an email sent in from a lovely creamer called Lewis. I won't say surnames. We'll keep your privacy and non-y mouse. It says, the subject is no subject. Shaky start. Hello, Sir Creamers a lot. Sorry, Sir Creams a lot. I was recently given a situation where a close friend to me has bought a Mustang, brackets, the four-cylinder one.
Not
and
great.
No. And now keeps referring to it as the Stang.
Oh.
Every time he says this, I start to cringe and have started avoiding mentioning it at all. Is this normal? Cheers, Lewis. Now, absolutely yes, that is tough.
Yeah, the Stang, you can't.
I will say, on the flip side of it, he's proud of his new car.
It's fair.
He's happy. He's excited. He probably has, you know, if you're referring to it as a Stang, you've probably are aware of the cultural significance of a Mustang.
Yeah.
As a kid, you probably liked them, whatever. You see movies, you see Bullet. So I can't knock the fact that you're excited by a new car. Hey, you're part of the club. You're a car person. Mm. You just don't have the best taste right now. But at the same time,
it is a four-cylinder
Stang, man.
Your Mustang, its engine is called an EcoBoost.
You know what? If you're calling it the Stang because it's half a V8, it's not a Mustang.
Yeah,
then I can get it.
It's just the must.
Please, okay. There you go. There's your solution. Start calling it the must until he refuses. He stops calling it the Stang. That's a good way of doing it.
Now, he didn't mention if it was a coupe or even an auto because it could go further downhill.
Could be bad.
And whether he's modified it with, because when we were in the US, we saw some tough sights. We saw the amount of Shelbys we saw. I didn't know they made Shelbys with V6s. The GT500 with an auto V6 was really tough to see. Didn't know that existed.
But there's a lot of that sort of stuff. You see it on Instagram a lot with people that post general traffic is the classic meme. And Ben, is it? Careful, buddy.
NPC.
Careful, buddy. Each one of those bad boys pushing 400 horse.
Yeah.
A classic meme.
Is calling it the Stang better or worse than naming it?
I was going to ask the exact same question.
You're calling it, I bought a Mustang.
I'd rather.
It is called Dan.
Jerry.
I'd rather the Stang. I would rather the Stang.
The Stang feels almost ironic.
Exactly.
Whereas if you call it Dan or Dave.
Or Gregory.
Or Greg.
Yeah, or Greg. It's like, well,
shout out, Greg.
The irony's not there. But if you're calling it the Stang.
Do you know what's worse? When they go, oh yeah, he's just in the garage.
Nah.
There he is.
Now, to be fair, we are guilty of doing that. We've had lots of comments saying, why do you always refer to cars and parts as he?
Mm.
And that is genuinely, it's one of those things where you do something ironically and you do it so much that it becomes non-ironic.
Anyway. Yes, now just.
That is it's usually done as a joke, but I do unironically hate the, oh, he's just there. Now I've got to pick him up from the workshop. Nah, man.
He's the guy. But it's the car. My car.
Wow, that's TDC summed up. That's actually true.
That's my
naming cars. I don't think it could ever, I don't think it's ever acceptable. Children. Children can name cars.
Oh, I thought you were saying naming children's okay.
Naming children is fine. And dogs.
Yeah, this is my child, Dan. Fair. That's fair. Completely fair
it's
enough.
My child,
Why'd
Greg.
You call it that? Why don't you just call it It? That's what it is.
What's his model, dear? What's his model number?
This is my 2005 Dan.
What's the VIN number on it?
But yeah, no, I've never not cringed at the naming of a car.
Yes.
I know many of our listeners will be calling, going, well,
and that's
why don't
fine.
You like
that is the beauty.
Bethany.
It's the beauty. The beauty in the fact that we like different things about cars. I like it as an object, not as a friend.
Is it worse than giving it not like your own nickname? Like that's the beast.
See, again, in an ironic way, I think that's what most people do ironically. Yeah. And even if they're not doing it ironically, it's funny enough that it's fine.
Yeah, I remember knowing someone, when I say no, coming across, no, not that,
ooh, tough.
Meeting someone.
That's better.
and it was I don't know how much I can say about it without people finding it.
That's all right, Ben said it's okay.
It was
talking about
he used
Ben.
To call it the monster, and it was a Clio. No, it was related.
Oh, I understand.
To,
I was so confused.
It was related to Venom.
Okay,
and it had all these badges and names and blah blah blah, and even the number plate was related to that. It was a Peugeot RCZ.
Okay, interesting.
And I don't actually think there's any car that could get away with it.
No,
sort of making it a sort of superhero thing, but it did. It was tough.
The thing I think often with that sort of stuff is that it tends to be someone who has gone all in on the theme.
Yeah.
Which I can respect. The amount of work and time it's taken to go on Temu and find those badges, you know, to go on eBay.
The dignity you've had to destroy.
To find that red strip of RGB lighting, you know. But you have put time and effort into the car.
Yeah.
And therefore, as far as, you know, TDC is concerned and we're concerned, you are part of the club. I just don't like it. I just think it's horrible.
I will never abuse you to your face. Unless you're Benjamin,
which
but I'm
Ben's
more,
earned
I'm,
that respect.
I'm allowed to do it in private and on the most popular automotive podcast in the United Kingdom.
But and that is something I always mean to say whenever we talk about this topic. You're allowed to be mean about things, and people say like, oh, but it's, you know, you're doing it behind someone's back. That's better. That is better. I'm not here to tear anyone down in front of them,
Ben.
But apart from Ben,
thanks.
But I hope that there are people that look at my cars and go, oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah,
fine. I'm fine with that because I know I'm right and you're not.
Yeah.
But no, because that is the beauty of this. Because if I give you the same car, you're not going to modify it the same as me.
Yeah.
And that's better. There's variance.
That's opinions.
They want opinions.
Like, you know exactly what they're like.
I like onions.
And everyone's
they have
got
layers.
Them.
Okay.
Also that. Quite fair. I think that's all.
Is that what we're at?
I don't think we've got anything more.
For the bicentennial number 50, not what that means.
50.
50 F.
The Stang.
The 50.
The 2 weeks.
The 50. What is
2 weeks to the big boy? The 1 year.
The 1 year.
It's not actually 1 year.
It hasn't been 1 year. We've been over 1 year already because we've missed a few weeks.
We have definitely missed a few weeks.
Yeah.
We went live in like October on, this is all, you know, just no one cares.
Yeah,
no one cares. It's probably
a year. We're roughly at a year of cream.
Happy birthday, cream.
Happy birthday to all the creamers. I don't know, you weren't creamers at the start, but you are creamers now.
Go give yourself a birthday creaming. thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. We'll be back next week. I think we may actually have a guest next week. You don't know about it yet. So we will see you next week then. As always, Ben, you got the chain. Throw it up.
Lamborghini Mercy.
It's backwards.
Sure. Oh. Cash sign.
dollar bill, yo.